job seekers, career switchers, have you heard? Have you heard? TCENow.com is the place to go for career transformation.
And it is always the first place that I recommend for people that I encounter that are real, that are transparent, and they're ready to just be who they are.
You're entering TCE Radio in 5, 4, ready, steady, go. Hey, welcome to TCE Radio, our podcast. Today we're going to talk about how to network the right way, or as I said, how to network like a rock star. Make sure you visit us everywhere at TCENow.com. And if you're enjoying this podcast or this audio, feel free to like, set your reminder, share, subscribe, all that good stuff on the platform that you are enjoying us on. Ask the Career Engineer how to network the right way. Even though, you know, I'm reading all these great articles about, you know, ChatGPT is here and AI and everything's powered AI. And don't get me wrong, we need some tech knowledge. We've got to upskill our tech world. We've got to know how to be able to navigate in this place and space in the 21st century. So in doing all that, and a lot of us do that all the time, but when is the last time you upskilled your networking? When is the last time you've studied intentionally how to network with folks, whether it's one-on-one, 5-on-2, you know, whatever it is, you're at a conference, you're at a, you know, Catalyst event, you're at the job, you're at the baseball game. Networking is key. Networking without work is net. Okay, so we have to understand that skill. In TCE, we have a term that we've coined, okay, it's called real relationship networking. So there is relationships, which, you know, it's, you know, just think about when you're dating or your significant other, it's great to have a relationship versus being in a non-relationship, right? When you have relationship, you know, folks know each other. There's some trust involved. There's some likability involved, okay? There's some knowing and intelligence involved, okay? So you have a relationship with someone. You know what buttons to push. You know what buttons not to, okay? When you're in a relationship with someone, you know that access and opportunity should be given, should be like a warm situation because you know each other. Now, real relationships is definitely about a relationship, but they're real. To mean it's not fake. And what do we mean by that? A lot of times when you're networking, you know, folks are pretending to be this, that, and the other. Okay, that's okay. I'm not, you know, imposter syndrome, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, folks are trying to impress and all that kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is, are you real about it? If you're in the career space, do you know who you are and what you bring? And do you know how to network and share that with the people and places that you're with? So first thing I say to folks about networking the right way is, you know, you've got to know who you are. You've got to know who you are. Got to know that. So what is who you are? I mean, are you underemployed? Are you unemployed? Or are you a industry professional? Are you a mini influencer? Are you push button talent? Okay, are you the cornerstone, and do you have the intestinal fortitude to get things done? So you got to know who you are before you network with people. Because if you don't know who you are, how do you know what you need? How do you know what you have? Okay, so it starts with you. So you got to know who you are and what you bring in order to be a good networker. So that's not about, oh, I'm going to go to the chamber event tomorrow, or I'm going to go to this place tomorrow. It's about who you are. So do some networking homework and you write down what are the top things that you crush it. What are your 5 selling points? Salespeople will say, what's your unique selling position? Okay, what's your value? What do you bring to the table? What are the 5 things, the 3 things, the 2 things, the 1 thing that you got, all right, that you have? Okay, that's in your hand. They can make money for you. They can open up doors for you. Okay, so know those things. So when you're going to these networking events where you're meeting and mingling with others, you know what's in your pocket. You know what's your toolbox. Next step in how to network the right way, you also got to know what you don't have. You have to know your needs and your want. You have to know if you have a gap, what needs to fill it. So when you're mingling at a networking event, you can hear, you can listen to the gaps or who's got what, or, ooh, that person, that place, that thing may be a good connection point for me. Maybe there's some synergy energy in this, in A and B, so that as you have a critical conversation, yes, the food is great. Yes, let me have an adult beverage or two, but, oh, that person and I have something in common, or there's something that there's a inverse relationship, or there's a collateral relationship, or if I go up, they're the up and I'm the down that makes it right, or is the X equals Y? I mean, if you've got to know that before you network. Networking isn't just a place where you're running your mouth and passing out cards and you leave and you have no idea what I did in the last half hour or 30 minutes. So networking the right way begins with knowing who you are and what you bring. Very important. And knowing and listening to the other person as well. So what I think I'm going to do with this particular subject, I want to focus tonight with you guys taking some time, make your little T-bar. What are your top five things? What's the value proposition that you've got at the table? When you're at a networking event and, yeah, you say, I need a job, but what is it that you actually bring to the table? That's what's important. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back. I gotta pay your bills. Don't go anywhere.
A push-up moment from the career engineer. Declare what you don't want to do. Fact, I don't like okras. Therefore, I don't eat okras. I enjoy collards instead. If you don't like something, stop pursuing it. Your declarations will release you to pursue those areas where your interests, gifts, talents, and strengths can shine. Power statement, when you love what you do, you'll never be forced to go to work every day. This is Francina Harrison, the career engineer. Thank you for listening.
Hey, this is the career engineer right here. Remember, don't get anxious, get prepared. We're focusing today on how to network the right way, but I need you all to make sure you understand you got to know who you are and what you bring first. So when we get together next week, once you have done your little test I told you to do, right, giving your five reasons of your value, why somebody should even want to talk to you, why should somebody need you? I mean, why? I know you think you're great, but for real? Why should someone take 15 minutes or 20 minutes to have a phone call with you at a networking event? What will you bring to the table? You got to know that before you get to networking, okay? So next week, once you know who you are and what you bring, we're going to talk about what the execution plan is. So if you know what you've got and you know what you need, next step is how you have this wonderful mingling with it. So, again, some of the biggest mistakes I see when I go to network events, all y'all out there passing cars and having your adult beverage and thinking you're having a good time. And then after the networking event, you go somewhere. The next day, you have no idea who, what, when, where, or how, what you was doing. Oops, wrong song. Sorry about that. I hit the button the wrong way. So if you're going to go somewhere, you got to be intentional and do it with a purpose. That's what's up. I mean, you can go and network and have no plan and have a good time and have some chicken wings, but you wasted time, and time is money. It's best to go there when you know what you're doing, all right? So networking is very critical. So listen, make sure you find us everywhere. TCE Now is where you'll find us. And, you know, make sure you remind yourself, let me see, subscribe, like, all that kind of stuff we're talking about. The platform you're enjoying this on, make sure you set the reminder. So if I show up to network here online, you'll know about it because I'm intentional about my networking. Y'all feel that? So listen, don't get anxious. Get prepared. Talk to you next time. Be blessed and stay safe. Remember, I am your career engineer.